It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
According to a report from the Institute of Medicine, more than 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain at a cost around $600 billion a year in medical treatments and lost productivity. Now, our next guest believes that pain is not our enemy, that there's something much more deeper going on. Let's welcome Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a board-certified internist and medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. And he's also the author of Pain-Free 123, a proven program for eliminating chronic pain now. Really excited to have you here, Dr. Teitelbaum. So many people think pain is a normal process of getting older. Like I think, you know, I mean, we're all getting older, and that arthritis and joint pain is pretty much a normal thing after 40 years old. Now, what's the scope of the pain problem that we're dealing with today?
Well, we're looking at one out of three Americans needlessly suffering with chronic pain. And I say needlessly because virtually everybody can get pain-free given the proper treatments. But unfortunately, most physicians, how should I describe their training and familiarity? Oh, they're utterly clueless. They have no idea how to treat pain, and they have no idea that they have no idea how to treat pain. So in addition to one out of three people being in chronic pain needlessly, you have 30 to 50,000 Americans dying unnecessarily each year from arthritis medications. Bleeding ulcers, heart attacks, strokes caused by these medications, but it's totally ignored. So what you're going to do today is teach people why you're having the pain and then how to make it go away. So that your doctor says they don't know how to help you, tell them thank you for being honest that you're clueless. Walk out the door, go to a good chiropractor, go to a good physiatrist, go to a good holistic doctor, go to somebody who knows what they're doing.
I love what you're saying. That's because there's so many wonderful ways of addressing pain. I mean, you know, we look at pain as, you know what, you pop a pill and make it go away. And, you know, in my book, in my second book that's coming out on March 8th, it's called Mighty Mito, and I actually go over pain that's really a symptom of mitochondrial dysfunction, these little powerhouses in our cells that make energy. Now, I know that you believe pain is just a symptom as well, and that you don't believe that it's our enemy.
Of course it's not. Pain is no more the enemy than the red flashing light on your dashboard that warns you that your oil is low. So the oil light is part of your body's monitoring system. Pain is part of your body's monitoring system. It tells you something needs attention. And that usually falls under four areas. One is structural. For example, if you have muscle tightening, shortening, poor ergonomics. Second would be biochemistry, which is, as you're talking about, the mitochondrial dysfunction plus inflammation. In other words, it's an energy crisis in the muscles that is the most common cause of pain in this country. Then you have mind-body issues, and you have biophysics, things like allergies, sensitivities, acupressure, NAET, EFT, all these things that can help pain. So when you treat these four areas, people get better. But you're so right, Suzanne, that the biochemistry, especially for mitochondrial dysfunction, is such a key thing. And if you optimize energy production, and I'm going to give a couple quick things for that. We've done several studies using a nutrient called ribose. It's easy to find. It's a good, healthy nutrient. It basically is a backbone of energy production in the mitochondria. And the studies show that you increase energy an average of 61%, and pain goes down markedly as well. Natural things. It's an odd thing, you know, the doctors have a couple medications and then slash for cash. If there's something profitable you can operate on, go for it. But that's all they know about. It's pathetic. But if you use natural things to treat the inflammation, my favorite for pain, if listeners want a pain relief miracle, I've seen people on chronic morphine whose pain wasn't helped and their pain went away with this herbal mix. It's called Curamin. Write this down. Curamin. You can get it in any health food store. You can get it at Amazon. Easy to find. Take one or two, three times a day. Give it 6 weeks to see the full effect. You can take it along with any of your pain medications as well. and in 6 weeks, people are going to be calling you back, Suzanne, and saying, thank you, my pain is better or gone. Other things.
Curamin, that's what you just called it.
Yep, amazing stuff.
So tell me, in curamin, it sounds to me there's curcumin, which is the, another word is turmeric, but please tell us what's the actual ingredient in curamin.
Curcumin, DLPA, Boswellia, and nattokinase. So the curcumin is awesome, but the thing is most curcumin products are poorly absorbed. So if you took turmeric to get it, you'd have to get 500 pills to get one of the highly absorbed ones. The Boswellia is frankincense, same good old biblical herbal. And it is remarkable at decreasing inflammation. DLPA increases your body's own endorphins, and nattokinase helps dissolve inflammation. And I expected when I heard about this mix that it would be, maybe kind of a little bit helpful. And then people kept coming back saying, oh, my God, my pain is so much better, or my pain has gone away. And these are people who have been in chronic pain for decades. So it's really a remarkable tool. And, in fact, in one study on arthritis patients, which was a double-blind study, half the group got basically part of the curamin, and the other half got Celebrex. And the people who got the curcumin boswellia in the form that's in the curamin were actually, their arthritis was much better than those on the Celebrex after 3 months. So you're going to see a number of things.
And that's great to hear.
But here's a nice thing.
What's great to hear is that the natural formulas, you really don't have any major side effects, isn't that correct? Compared to the medical drugs, mm-hmm. that there's so many different kinds of drugs out there for pain.
Well, Suzanne, that's not quite so, because there are side effects. The side effects include a dramatic decrease in Alzheimer's, a dramatic decrease in cancer, and in head-on studies, the curcumin, the highly absorbed, was more effective than antidepressants for depression. So you get side benefits instead of side effects. It's a wonderful
thing.
And that simple thing can help. But I'd like to give people a 4-step program for getting rid of their arthritis. Number one, you got to feed the joints. So you want to do things like glucosamine sulfate, MSM. You want to treat inflammation. The curamin is a brilliant way to do that. Use some topical comfrey. You can use an end pain mix. You want to get the range of motion and exercise, and you want to treat, in stubborn cases, treat the food allergies with NAAT.
Food allergies. Oh, I'm a big, I wrote the book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, and it's all about food allergies, so I totally agree. You're talking about food allergies such as the dairy, cow's milk, gluten. What else? What else do you think can be contributing to joint pain?
All kinds of things. Eggs. Chocolate to me is a health food. But let me give people a simple tool. If you have a smartphone, iPhone, Android, there's an app called Cures A to Z. So Cures, capital A-C. You can look up any kind of pain, arthritis. You can look up the allergies, migraines, back pain, all of that. And it'll give a program, here's how you make it go away. So it's not hard for people to get pain-free. They just need to find the help that they need.
Great. Cures A to Z. It's an app on your phone. That's awesome. I know that you've got a website, endfatigue.com, which is a wealth of information. Isn't that correct? Is that the website that you send everyone to?
Yes. And there's a free energy analysis program that'll show you how to tune up your mitochondria. It'll do a quiz. You can put in your lab test, and it'll tell you, in your case, what you need to do to optimize energy production.
I love it. Thanks so much, Dr. Teitelbaum. It was great to have you. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.